Oh my gosh. Run for the hills. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. The year of the Linux desktop is upon us. Linux market share, according to StatCounter, global StatCounter, is over 4%. And it's probably bupkis. I hate to break this to you because I know. Good news. You like good news. You like good news. I want to see Linux market share through the roof. We all want to see Linux market share through the roof. Anything that takes market share away from Microsoft and Apple can't be all that bad, right? But here's the problem. Here's the problem. This probably isn't actually real. These market share stats probably are nowhere near real. Now, if they were, if Linux market share really did rise up to 4%, I mean, look at that. Look at that. Look at those numbers right there. That's amazing. That puts Linux at almost twice Chrome OS, which is also based on Linux. You add those two together, you've got over 6%. And shoot, you throw in some of that unknown, and some of that unknown's probably kind of Linux-y too. This is just for desktop market share, by the way. I mean, shoot, it's climbing up there. And if it really went from 3 point something to 4 point something, well, that may be just like, oh, that's 1%. Who cares about 1%? But here's the thing. We're talking about an increase in millions of users at that point. And this is measuring web users, people who are using web browsers, that where their web browsers report their user agent as being based on Linux desktop-based operating systems. And if we really did gain in desktop, traditional desktop Linux systems, millions of new users over the last month, 2 months, 3 months, that is astronomically huge. That's huge for the independent software industry. That's big news for hardware makers. That's big news for everybody. The gaming industry, holy smokes. I mean, the ramifications here are gigantic because realistically, in order to have a thriving third-party software development ecosystem, you don't need to have 90% market share. But when you're down in the 1, 2, and 3% market share, every percentage gain you get is life-changing, right? Because we're talking about millions of new users coming in, millions of potential clients and customers. Oh my gosh, the difference could be huge. The problem is that we've seen this before. This has happened actually several times before. Linux, according to many of these stat countering systems, not just this one, but others as well, has gotten over the 4% mark multiple times. And every single time, for those of you who have been around for, you know, a decade or two covering this sort of thing like I have, you've seen this go up and you get really excited. And then a month, 2 months later, a little quiet announcement. Yeah, that was an error in data collection. Or, yeah, we were adjusting based on other factors. And it's not really that. And then they go back and quietly adjust it. And that 4 suddenly becomes 2.6. This is just a common thing that happens. Let's look at this for a second here. Because what we're seeing here is the market share for StatCounter.com. I've used this one many times myself, and it's good to give us an overtime stats. Well, let's move over to netmarketshare.com. Okay, here's netmarketshare.com. And let's zoom in here. Let's see if you guys can see this here. Hold on a second. There we go. I'm going to scroll down here, and I'm going to hover over. It currently shows Linux desktop market share at 1.9%. Now, which one is accurate? They both measure kind of some of the similar data, but realistically, neither of them is probably spot on. The truth is, we really don't know how many Linux users there are in the world. I did an article over in the Lunduke Journal. If you go to lunduke.locals.com, you can find it, where I did an analysis of how many Linux users are there in all likeliness. And this was about a year ago, based on the numbers numbers that we had based on the total number of computer sales, based on market share stats from these sites and others, based on the reporting that we get back from some of the various Linux distributions. And I came away with, I can't remember how many millions of users it was. And I reported on those numbers. And here's the thing. While that report that I made is still probably the most deeply researched and conclusive report we have on total Linux market share, it's probably wrong. This is the thing, is finding the data of how many Linux users are out there is incredibly difficult and is not going to get better anytime soon, because most of the Linux distributions and Linux companies that make a distribution, if they make money off of it, they don't report their total user base, right? Canonical is tight-lipped about how many actual installations, active updating installations of Ubuntu exists. Same realistically with Red Hat, and Red Hat's publicly traded, but how many Fedora installations are there? They get all cagey about it. Look over at SUSE and OpenSUSE. How many installations do we have for OpenSUSE? Well, actually, they're a little bit more reliable about some of it, but even their numbers, which are fairly in-depth, are more than a little suspect. And that's coming from someone, I should point out, that used to sit on the board of directors for OpenSUSE and used to work for SUSE. So I know how it all works. And it's more reliable than most, but it's still not great. So that's the best we've got. We don't got much. We really, truly just don't have a lot in the way of real numbers. So going back over here to these, the statcounter.com, is that 4% number? Is that real? Probably not. Probably not. If it were, I'm going to be honest with you, that is a big deal. Now, is that year of the Linux desktop big? No, it's not. But it is a big deal in terms of the overall size of the software ecosystem. That's a positive growth. That's a huge, huge mammoth jump. Did that really happen? When you look out there in the world, do you see all of a sudden millions and millions and millions of new spontaneous desktop Linux users, not Chrome OS users, not Android users, but desktop Linux users? Do you see that out there right now? No, you don't see that. That is not happening. If you look out there at businesses, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, in terms of Linux desktop adoption, that's not happening. If you look out there at the relative traffic to, say, Linux-based media, whether it's online written publications, YouTube channels, podcasts, are we seeing a sudden surge of millions and millions of new enthusiasts? No, we are not. Are we seeing any sort of correlating number increases over on, things like Steam? No, not that match this. No, we're not. So in all likelihood, this number is likely an error, an anomaly, a glitch in the system. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's simply the way it is. So there you have it. Is Linux at desktop Linux at 4% market share? No. Is it at 2 or 3% market share? Most likely around there. There have been many arguments, and there are decent arguments to be made, that many Linux systems report as operating systems other than Linux in order to get better compatibility with certain websites. That is true. There are also a great many systems that hit web servers that are more headless systems, and those count in the numbers significantly, even though they don't really reflect total number of users. Like, for example, one sysadmin could be administering a cluster of 50 headless machines that do hit web servers with a user agent of Linux on a regular basis, which adds to this number, makes that one person look like 50. So in this case, are we really talking about percentages of users? Not really, because we're comparing total numbers of user agents on Linux, but which could be headless, and we're that really isn't the same for the OS X side of things. So Mac OS systems, there's a whole lot less headless Mac OS servers out there. Those are more active users, and how do we know that? Because we're nerds and we know these things. So really, we're comparing apples to oranges here, and the reality of actual market share numbers possibly, in my opinion, are a little bit lower than what StatCounter here is showing. I'm thinking that the net market share stats, where it shows more along the lines of 2%, is probably a little bit more accurate. But again, we have almost no way of knowing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds and nerdettes, that's it for this broadcast. And so with that, I click the button that stops recording.